You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got Anita in the house, and she's talking about her historic Grammy nomination. The Jonas Brothers are officially stars, on the Walk of Fame, that is. Michael Jackson's nephew is set to play him on the big screen. We see which songs are trending the most on Twitter. Billboard explains everything you need to know about the Best New Artist category. And I ask people who they want to see win Best New Artist at the Grammys on Sunday. Hey guys, it's Tetris from Billboard News. It's Tuesday, January 31st, and the Jonas Brothers have so much going on, so let me catch you up. New music is coming from the Jonas Brothers as they are immortalized on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. We have the adorable family moments and news on the new album.
What happens if we break up again? Split in half?
Put
them
in threes.
Back there. Too soon, Joe.
Oh, Joe, you guys aren't going anywhere. While receiving their star in Hollywood, Nick had an announcement to make.
Our new album, The Album, will be coming out May 5th.
His wife, Priyanka Chopra, was there with their first public appearance of their daughter. Kevin's kids were also supporting, as Joe shouted out his two kids as well.
To my little ones at home, Daddy loves you to the moon and back. Sophie, what up, homie?
And speaking of that new album, Joe couldn't help but tease the single Wings in the studio. We can't wait for all things new and Joe Bros. The King of Pop is back. A Michael Jackson biopic is on the way, and they're keeping the principal casting in the family. Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar Jackson, has officially been cast to portray the King of Pop in Lionsgate's upcoming biopic, Michael. Director Antoine Fuqua captioned a photo posted to Instagram of Jafar dressed as his late uncle, striking one of the icon's signature poses, writing, "Proud to announce Jafar Jackson as Michael, the motion picture event that explores the journey of the man who became the King of Pop coming soon." Michael Jackson had 13 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. He first saw success as a part of the family band, the Jackson 5, and four of their songs topped the Hot 100. As a solo artist, Michael's 1982 album Thriller became one of the best-selling albums of all time and spent an impressive 37 weeks atop the Billboard 200. The seven singles off the album all reached the top 10 of the Hot 100. If you need to fill a role for the Jackson 5, I'm available. I can be Tito or Jermaine, anyone really, just gotta let me know. Anita dropped by Billboard Studio to talk to Katie Bain about being the first Brazilian artist to be nominated for Best New Artist in almost 60 years. It's making her country extremely proud.
Whenever Envolver was starting to get really, really big on the charts out of Brazil, the Brazilians, they saw it and they were like, if you love your nation, you gotta play this song. When it was number one global, it was a holiday. All the news, everyone was just talking about it. It was crazy.
That's incredible. It must be so much fun. It's also kind of got that World Cup energy where you're uniting the nation.
Everybody was saying that. It feels like it's a World Cup. They were waking up for the next day to see the charts and see if they got it.
But you better enjoy her music while you can, because she's got other plans coming up soon.
You have an idea to end your singing career in the five or six years. Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. I like to change. I like challenges. I like trying new things. You know, now I'm like studying acting.
I've been invited for so many movies. I'm super excited to start.
For the full sit-down interview with Anita, head to Billboard.com. Have you ever wondered how a musician gets a Best New Artist nomination at the Grammys? Who's won and how it's affected their career? Well, you're in luck because Billboard is here to explain.
So what makes an artist eligible for the nomination? The rules currently state an artist or act must have released a minimum of 5 tracks or 1 album, must not have submitted for the Best New Artist category more than 3 times, and must have achieved a breakthrough into the public consciousness during the eligibility year. Over the years, the eligibility rules have changed due to the exclusion of artists like Lady Gaga back in 2010.
Thank you so much.
Although Gaga was the most popular new artist that year, she was ineligible for a Best New Artist nomination because her hit Just Dance had been nominated for Best Dance Recording in 2009. And at the time, previous Grammy nominees couldn't be recognized in the category. Following the criticism, the Recording Academy made the rule change to allow previous nominees to be eligible if they hadn't released at least 5 singles or an entire album before the current eligibility year, as long as they hadn't won a Grammy for their work.
Now that you know how the Best New Artist category works at the Grammys, I hit the streets to see who people thought should win that trophy on Sunday. It's Grammy Week and Billboard News is here at Santa Monica Pier, finding out who you think will be Best New Artist. Who do you think would take home Best New Artist?
I would have to say my baby Lotto.
I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me.
I'm gonna go with Lotto.
For me, it's between Lotto and Anita.
Man, I know Lotto's the guy's name from 8 Mile, and I know that's not the same artist. So.
That is definitely not the Lotto we are talking about.
What do you like about my girl Lotto?
She's the queen of the South. You know what I'm saying?
Lotto representing for the South.
I'm gonna say Omar Apollo because I love Omar Apollo.
She was very aggressive in that.
I love Omar.
Why did you get so passionate about Omar? What is it about him?
Oh, I love Omar. Music, it's his look, it's his everything. The way he walks, the way he talks.
Okay, now we know why she thinks he's gonna take it home. So I'm gonna ask you a couple of Grammy-related questions. Is that okay?
You're gonna have to explain to me what the Grammys are first, but...
Explain the actual Grammys, like the awards.
The actual Grammys, I have no idea, yeah.
Okay, I was not expecting that.
Have you heard of any of the new artist nominees? Maneskin?
Nope.
Lotto?
Nope.
Money Long?
Nope.
These made up people.
What was it?
Wet what?
What is wet leg?
These are made up names. These are made up names, man.
Wow, wet leg has some good music.
Oh, you know wet leg.
I know wet leg.
We love some wet leg.
Found the wet leg fans here at Santa Monica Pier. I'd love to see it.
Don't ask you any songs.
You say don't ask you any songs.
Any songs about from wet leg.
You've heard of Anita?
No.
The Spanish what?
She, but like Spanish woman, she or?
Oh yeah. He knows Anita. We're getting somewhere. Any Best New Artist predictions coming from you?
None on this end either. Nope. Best of luck to all of them.
Best of luck to the new artists. The opinions were everywhere. Who do you guys at home think is gonna win Best New Artist? Make sure you let us know in the comments. The results are in for Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, for the list dated February 4th. Camilo and Camila Cabello's collaboration, Ambulancia, drives to the top of the chart. Camilo and Camila star alongside each other in the music video, which premiered on January 24th. The track is off Camilo's full-length album, De Adentro Pa Afuera, which dropped on September 6th. Coming in at number 2 is Chloe with Pray It Away. The track is the first taste off Chloe's debut album, In Pieces, due to arrive in March. I am not tripping, I know he disloyal, should I let him leave? Zara Larsson can't be tamed with her new track at number 3 on Hot Trending Songs. I wanna know where the hell would she go? Nobody knows, nobody, nobody knows. Zara stopped by Billboard News recently to discuss her new single and the inspiration behind it.
If you are in the public eye of any sort, I think a lot of people have their own perception of who you are or who you should be. People want to put girls in a box of what you should do and not. So even just being in the public eye, I feel like you have a lot of people telling you what's wrong or how you should do something differently.
Billboard's Hot Trending Charts, powered by Twitter, tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over either the last 24 hours or past 7 days. That's it for today. As we close in on Sunday ceremony, we're talking to Ozzy Osbourne tomorrow about his Grammy nominations. Plus, we reveal Billboard's next cover star. I'll see y'all tomorrow.